for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Both Russian President Vladimir Putin and his American counterpart Donald Trump Wednesday described bilateral relations between the countries as poor.
We may be at an all-time low in terms of relationship with Russia. This is built for a long period of time. But we're going to see what happens. Putin is the leader of Russia. Russia is a strong country. We're a very, very strong country. We're going to see how that all works out.
Mr. Putin said the level of trust on the working level, especially on the military level, has not improved and probably has degraded since Mr. Trump entered office. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Moscow for talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, said the two governments agreed to set up a working group.
We've agreed to establish a working group to address smaller issues and make progress towards stabilizing the relationship so that we can then address the more serious problems.
Russian analyst Mark Italy of the University of Western Australia said last week's U.S. missile strike targeting a Syrian airbase following a chemical weapons attack on a northern village has not helped bilateral ties.
The bombing, a completely unilateral act by the United States and from the perspective of Russia, a clearly illegal act, has really not helped in the process, Anik.
That attack that the U.S. officials said they are convinced was carried out by Damascus left 90 civilians dead. Syria and Russia both deny Syrian involvement. Tens of thousands marched Wednesday in the South African capital Pretoria, calling on President Jacob Zuma to step down. Members of the opposition Democratic Alliance were joined by other political parties accusing Mr. Zuma of corruption and mismanagement. This is VOA News. Russia went